Easter Sunday, and wherever you are very welcome indeed as you join us here as we worship together. We might well be separated today by distance, but the people of God will always be a community. We will always be joined together by a common faith, whether that's across the years, across the continents, and especially at this time and moment in our world, across everything else that would divide us. Our worship begins today with some words by Anne Siddle. She writes, "We are not eyewitnesses to an event, as were Mary and the disciples. We have not journeyed through a dangerous city to seek answers or consolation. We have not seen angels gathering at the rim of this day, or wept in the garden this morning because we could not find him. But we are here to attest to a story that has not lost its power during 20 centuries of change and conflict. We are here because those before us carried this story as if it were precious gold, cherished it as if it were the key to a hidden wisdom. Sisters and brothers in Christ, take your places here today in celebration and in awe. What you are about to hear again has the capacity to change the world. Your very presence attests to the rising up of life from the tomb of despair and to the uncontrollable power of God. It is Easter morning again, and we will celebrate. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia."
Thank you. first Bible reading is from John chapter 20, verses 1-9. The resurrection. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Thanks be to God.
Reading is taken from John chapter 20, verses 10 to 18. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I've seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her. Amen.
Third reading comes from the book of John, chapter 20, verse 19 to verse 23. It was late that Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. Peace be with you, he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy in seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Then he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you. final Bible reading is from John's Gospel at chapter 20, from verse 24 to the end of the chapter. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen, and thanks be to God for his word. We sing together, "In Christ Alone."
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life. draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, who sent your Son Jesus to us, we praise you for the power of your forgiving, life-giving love. We thank you for raising Jesus from the dead. We thank you for the wonderful gifts of forgiveness and salvation that we can enjoy because of Jesus. Thank you for continuing to live in and around us. Thank you that your love leads through suffering to joy. Thank you that your love is stronger than death. Loving God, we confess that at times we do not share in the joy of the resurrection, but are caught in the worries of the world. We confess that we do not always live in the spirit of new life, but remain discontent, grumbling, and anxious. Forgive us for not sharing in the good news. Forgive us when we find it more comfortable to worry and complain than to risk the joy and encouragement of new life in Christ. Call us back to your ways, O God, to seek hope and reconciliation, restoration and peace. Christ is risen. The stone is rolled away. The tomb found empty. He is not here. He is risen, they cry. We have seen Christ too. In every helping hand, in every heartfelt gift, in every choice to restore life in this world, we are called to this new life, a life of forgiveness and reconciliation. You are forgiven. Accept your forgiveness and know that God loves you and desires great joy for your life. Walk forward in this journey of faith, knowing your brothers and sisters are with you. And so, risen living Christ, we embrace your gift of resurrection power. We open our whole being to your invitation to joy and to join you in moving from deadness to fullness of life. We respond yes to your call to live. And so, Jesus, spirit companion, friend, you embrace the whole world with human divine love and caring. You ask each of us to show our love for you by tending and feeding your world and its people. Enable us to recognize the people and places to whom we are being sent. Enable us to offer love. Christ, Spirit, you go before us and call us into the future. Encourage our community as we form and reform ourselves as your body. Just as the revelations of Easter energized the first disciples, so we would be energized to dream new visions and be open to new risks and to your glorious unknown. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
Let us travel the road with courage, with love, and with the uneasy peace that is the gift of faith into this holiest of weeks. May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and with people everywhere, this day and forevermore. Amen.